first, let's hear a bit more from Sir Roger Norrington, given what he said at the start of this concert to the audience, to find out more about where he sees this work in terms of the South Bank's Belief and Beyond Belief Festival. I spoke to him earlier today after this morning's rehearsal and asked him about what religion meant to Haydn.
He felt a natural devotion. And for them, it was just absolutely normal. You went, for instance, to be a vicar. You didn't have to have a calling. You just had to have a degree. You could get a job straight away if you knew some Latin and Greek. So it was kind of very normal to believe, and you didn't think twice about it, really. So I would think he would think it was no more religious than the seasons. That's equally an entertainment piece, so to speak.
And where does the piece fall for you? Is it a piece that looks backwards because of its connection to Handel and the great Handel oratorios, or is it a piece that looks forward?
Yes and yes. I mean, you can hear Handel a lot of the time. Bum 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 ba, dum 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 da, dum 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 da.
Like it's great Handel fugues.
Absolutely. And Haydn had to do a lot of Handelian music because the king really wouldn't come to a concert if there wasn't something that sounded like Handel. So in the London symphonies, there's always a bit of a fugue, you know. So they go, ah, oh, yes, yes. He would only listen to Handel, really. And so when Haydn brought back this, he was given this libretto, which some people think might have been intended for Handel. And he went also, in 1791, he went to this huge Handel festival in the Westminster Abbey, didn't he? And saw, you know, hundreds of people. And so the first performance of the creation had triple woodwind and a huge string section, a huge choir. So he was sort of imitating that performance in a way. But it's also the Tonkünstler Societät. They have these big charity concerts. They always had lots of amateurs taking part as well as professionals. So I think it's very much looking back, but I mean intensely modern. Nothing could be more modern than the opening.
In what way?
Absurdly dangerous, the Einleitung, the overture. I mean, it's incredibly wild harmonies. The Tristan chord features quite often, and nothing more extraordinary was written than this until Tristan. I mean, Beethoven didn't get near it. It's incredibly wild for an elderly Austrian. And the rest of the piece, of course, completely denies it, but it's meant to be what the representation of chaos, isn't it?
So that wild modernity doesn't continue throughout the rest
of
the piece. No,
not really. Well, no, it's just modern music. I mean, it's the latest style, the big operatic aria for the soprano and so on. It's dramatic. It's very unusual in its simplicity and its mastery. Didn't he say? Anybody can see that the music is going to be for fun. Like he said about himself, anyone can see just by looking at me that I'm a nice fellow. I mean, what a nice thing to be able to say about yourself. But he thought the music was for everybody. And that's the Enlightenment, of course. That's the great gift of the Enlightenment. Try to get away from heavy-duty religion, heavy-duty learning. Learning was meant to be enjoyable. Genesis was meant to be enjoyable. He made Genesis enjoyable. Wonderful. And so the windows are open, you know. I live in a 1780 vicarage built just before this. And instead of little windows, it's got huge windows right down to the ground, literally letting the light in, all the light in, looking over Dartmoor. And that's what this is about, letting the light in to Genesis. And using every trick of the trade. And no wonder they went mad. Every number has got this extraordinary, infectious quality to it. I think it was incredibly hard work for Haydn to write it. He had to be persuaded very hard to do the seasons. And after that, he was finished. It just wore him out. Even he, relentlessly cheerful Haydn, was worn out by being his own funny man. And, it's extraordinary. It stands right at the turn of the centuries there, right? It's 1799, between the Magic Flute and Fidelio, right bang in the middle of the Enlightenment. It's an advertisement for the Enlightenment. Marvellous.